listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. Starting with some good news, the baby girl seriously injured in the horrific Bondi Junction attack is improving in hospital. Initially listed as critical, the nine-month-old's condition has now stabilised. Today marks 1 week since the tragedy, which claimed 6 lives.
You don't need to have been directly involved in the incident to be affected by it. You know, we're seeing all people in all sorts of positions are feeling shock and anger and fear, and these are all normal and natural responses.
Dr. Luke Martin from Beyond Blue there. If you do need to talk to someone, please reach out to organisations like Beyond Blue, Lifeline or the Kids Helpline. The US Secretary of State has urged for calm following reports Israel has carried out a military strike on Iran. Aussies in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories are being urged to leave immediately by the Department of Foreign Affairs. Disturbing scenes outside the New York court where former US President Donald Trump's on trial. A man has set himself on fire. Emergency crews rushed to the scene to put out the blaze and take him to hospital. There's no word yet on what his motivations were. And there's a new test to tell if you have the flu, COVID or a cold. An Aussie company has created the test with the results to be available within 24 hours. It's hoped this will help people to act quickly and get the antiviral medication they need to shorten the length of their illness. An understrength Dolphins side has smashed the Eels, coming from behind to claim a 44-16 win. Assistant coach Christian Wolf says he called coach Wayne Bennett straight after the game to tell him the good news.
He's obviously really happy and happy with the performance, and we're not surprised. Like we've watched how we've grown as a team over the majority of the year by one or two performances.
In last night's other match, Zach Lomax starred for the Dragons in his 100th first grade game, leading his team to a 30-12 victory over the Warriors.